Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for the Fatherless, written and read by Emily Rose Massey. But even as many as received him, to him he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 1, verses 12 through 13. For the majority of my life, I struggled to feel truly loved by my dad, who was an on-again, off-again recovering alcoholic. Because of that missing piece, I longed to find love and constantly sought out approval and attention from boys, giving myself away piece by piece. First becoming entangled by pornography, then slowly moving forward to sexual encounters beginning at the tender age of 12. And going on until I was about 22 years old, a whole decade of my life. I hadn't been to church in years, but one morning, shortly after college graduation, I went with my mom and sister. During the worship service, I began to experience this deep conviction that I was living a reckless and selfish life. I had been running away from God. Immediately, I knew I needed to repent, start running towards him, back into the Father's arms. In that moment, I realized where I truly belonged. Right there, with hands lifted in worship and tears streaming down my face, I repented of my pride and rebellion. I told God that I didn't want to live this life on my own anymore and that I wanted to surrender to his plan. But only a few short months after this change began in my heart, I received some traumatic news. Someone murdered my father. His lifestyle landed him in the wrong crowd, and it tragically cost him his life. Although I lost my earthly father, I discovered a father's love that is stronger than anything I've ever known. Since that time in my life, God has completely healed me, transformed me, and shown me his overwhelming love as my father, who will never leave me. The most powerful understanding I received once I started seeking to follow Christ is found in the first chapter of the book of John. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 1, verses 12 through 13. What a powerful reminder for us. Jesus died so that we could have unending fellowship with the Father. When you fully embrace Jesus, the Father embraces you. Jesus gave us the privilege of being called God's child, and he made a way for us to have access to the Father. No matter what you have done, you can never outrun his love. You can stop trying to work to earn his forgiveness. You can fully receive his grace and forgiveness and rest in Christ alone. Nothing can ever separate us from him. Nothing. Even if your earthly father has failed you, abandoned you, or has left this earth what seems way too soon, the Father is waiting for you to come to the end of yourself and find your safety in his arms. We don't have to work for his love or prove ourselves worthy of it. You are never too far gone for his reach. He will rescue you and use you for his purpose in this earth. Receive Jesus and the work of the cross and learn to stand in the most important position you will ever hold in this life, a child of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a gift to call you my Father because of what Christ has accomplished on the cross for me. I know that I do not have to run away from you. You see it all and know that I am going to undoubtedly mess up. That is why you sent your son Jesus to earth to live the perfect life for me, to fulfill the law completely for me. His death on the cross paid for my punishment of the curse of the law that I will never be able to uphold. I come boldly to the throne of grace today and receive new mercies that Christ died for me to have. In Christ, I'm given the right to be called your child. I rest in the finished work of the cross and trust that you are bringing healing to my wounded heart where my earthly father may have failed, hurt me, or is no longer here on earth. I know that you will never leave me nor forsake me. Thank you for calling me one of your own. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and get biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reason podcast show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.